This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, spoke with Scott Stanger about the upcoming butternut fishery on Saturday.
Everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobber's St. Croix Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning, that would be good, but you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. All catches need to be registered at Bobber's and following our Facebook page. We update that every time a catch comes in. So you can see what the leaderboard is and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family-friendly event, and we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish. We've got prizes and trophies for them. We have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobber's, we're going to have activities to keep people busy. Raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. There's something to do really about from noon on. And we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard. Then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks.
All right, Bobber's on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobber's, have a bite to eat, support them, grab a raffle ticket, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way.
Today, January 17th through the 26th, the Phillips Winterfest continues on with its Winterfest Windfall Shop Local event, where you can shop at local businesses to register to win one of 12 gift baskets. And don't forget, also through to the 26th, the Price County Tavern League Tour is continuing with $1,100 in cash prizes. These are just a few of the many events happening at the Phillips Winterfest, so stick around right here with us at 98Q Country to hear us tell you all about them in the future. Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy is coming to Eau Claire in March. Tickets are going on sale today, and Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Jeff Foxworthy is best known for his bit, You Might Be a Redneck. He is widely recognized as a pioneer in stand-up comedy, known for his sharp observations on family life and human nature. With a career spanning decades, he has become the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and the author of more than 26 New York Times bestsellers. His ability to connect with audiences through relatable humor has earned him comparisons to literary greats like Mark Twain. Foxworthy is also known for hosting and starring in popular television programs, such as You Are Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. His show is at the Sonatag in Eau Claire on March 22nd. Tickets start at $35.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we started looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast a game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. Rumors are flying again that The Goonies will have a sequel 40 years after its initial release. The cast has been back and forth on said rumors, which were also in the news last September. The original Goonies said they had heard nothing concrete in regard to a remake or sequel. The Goonies follows a group of kids in a seaside town in Oregon who try to prevent developers from taking over their neighborhood. Not sure if they will have the same mission 40 years later in the remake, but they will certainly be less cute. Sticking with long overdue 1980s sequels, the Gremlins franchise will have a new chapter. Deadline.com says Warner Brothers has confirmed there will be a new film. Christopher Columbus, director of the original Gremlins, is on board, but it is unclear in what capacity. Fun fact, it was due to some of the violent scenes in Gremlins that Hollywood created the PG-13 rating. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35. So it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight, down to 0 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, 5 above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.